It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Dean Saluki fans, and welcome back to the basketball LIC tournament. Second day of the LIC tournament. Last night, Flora and Paris played, and Flora came out on top, and they just finished up playing Casey Westfield, and Casey Westfield won that game. Unsure of the score.
It was about a 16 or 17 point game going in the fourth quarter. So,
but today's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. It's going to be kind of a short pregame. We got here a little late due to the road conditions, the snow coming down, and the slush all over. So, not much we can say. We haven't really seen Robinson play yet. The Salukis, very, very aggressive team, yeah, as we have seen. But as we were talking to Steve Anderson earlier on our way over here, a couple kids that stand out. Chance Black, he said he was a good kid, but the one to look out for was Braden Childress.
Braden Childress, I believe he was the quarterback in the football team.
So, I mean, it's going to be, might be a tough game. It just depends on how the Saluki shooting is going. And, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, you just have to have the right mindset and know that you can beat these guys.
Surprisingly, on this one side, which side of the gym it is, it's not full, but there's several people are. I think maybe some of the people have left over from that first game between Flora and Casey Flora people, but it's not real nice out there, especially for a driving situation.
No.
Ryan navigated. You navigated the road real well, and we didn't have nobody tried to pass us. We didn't try to pass anybody, and so
we got here
for basketball.
Safe. And, they have already canceled the two later games,
right?
Lawrenceville Marshall and
Newton would be the next game. Yeah, they're going to play those Monday. We were kind of wondering, because with school out Monday in most places, they could have played all these games Monday, but that wasn't the call yet. So we're here, and we're getting ready in about a minute and a half for basketball.
So we will go ahead and send it back to the studio and be right back with starting lineup and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interest in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at the Flora Wolves Gymnasium, where they are hosting the LIC tournament this year. Red Hill Saluki's taking on the Robinson Maroons, and we appreciate those of you tuning in that weren't unable to make the trip due to weather conditions, and we're glad you're staying home safe, and we're glad to bring you this broadcast tonight.
Yeah, it's Saluki's in the Robinson seed in the fourth, Red Hill fifth, so they would have played each other no matter how they got seeded that way. I think Robinson is 6-10 or 6-11. Red Hill is 14-7. So,
and looking back at some of the history on the Little Illini tournament, it started back in the 70s. It looks like so.
Yeah.
So a good long running tournament, and always great time to watch this. Red Hill and Lawrenceville have both hosted it multiple times.
Yes. Lawrenceville hosted it, I think, a couple years ago. In their new facility.
And the starting lineups are now going on. So, Rob, I'll let you go ahead and announce the Salukis starting lineup. Starting lineup, as usual, for the Red Hill Salukis. Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, Drew Moore, Drake Allen, and Nathan Worth.
And the Robinson Bruins, under Coach Mac Thompson, former player for the Marshall Lions back in the, I think, late 80s, early to mid-90s, I believe.
Coach Thompson, he's been there for quite a few years.
He took over Robinson shortly after Gus Gillespie left Robinson. So we'll get...
And the Robinson Maroons are the home team tonight, and their starting lineup.
And we'll start Cade Lassen. And Ethan Scheidler will start.
Number 15, Chance Black. Number 23, Braden Childress. And number 50, Jeffrey Goble. Not quite sure the Maroons' record coming into the LIC tournament.
I think they're 6-10 or 6-11, I heard him say.
And the officials are set and ready. That was starting lineup, just moments away from tip-off time. Nathan Worth tipping off for the Salukis, as usual. Tipping off for the Robinson Maroons, number 23, Braden Childress. He is a junior.
Lassen's a junior. Scheidler's a sophomore. Black's a senior. Tourist a junior. And Goble a senior.
Tip-off goes away to the Maroons. Tip-off comes away to Lassen. Lassen will bring it up court. Looks like the Salukis are in a man-to-man defense. Lassen pulls up from the top of the key. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound comes away to Worth, and McKinney almost lost it there. Scrabble for the ball. Lassen picks it up, passes off to Black. Black pulls up from the right wing and buries the three. So quick three out of the gate, 3-0 in favor of the Maroons. Connor McKinney gets it across to Drew Moore on the left wing. Moore with the basketball. He's going to drive inside the lane, pull it from the free throw line, buries the two there. Lassen inbounds. He's going to bring the ball up the floor. Trying to spread the Salukis out, it looks like, a little bit. He's going to dribble the left side. Step back guarded there by Connor McKinney. Cross-court pass to Black. Sorry, Childress. Childress drives the lane. Held up. Block shot there by Worth. Moore comes away with the basketball. Drives up. Passes off to McKinney. McKinney up for the basket. No good. Black comes away with the basketball. He's going to quickly get it across the timeline. Going to drive the lane. Pull it from the top of the key. Off the rim. No good. Allen stretches up for the rebound. He's going to bring it up to court himself. Gets it right side to Moore. Moore stopped there by Lassen. Brings it back up top to McKinney. Pump fakes. Drives the lane. Puts up a floater. No good. Gets the rebound. Back up. Rattles around the rim and in. McKinney gets on the board. Puts the Salukis up. 4-3. 6:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Lassen gets it across the timeline. Salukis sticking to the man-to-man defense. Dribbling out near midcourt. Crosses him up, goes left side there to Scheidler. Scheidler inside to Goble, down low to Childress. Childress spins into the lane, puts it up, no good. Moore stretched up for the rebound. Last touch there by Goble, and it will be Saluki basketball.
The official, Skip Dillon, one of the officials, he was from here in Florida, was the football coach, Jason Wagner from Newton. And another official, I recognize him, but I can't put a name to him.
Havel brings the ball across the timeline this time. He's going to dribble left side, passes off to McKinney. McKinney going to bring it back up top, hands it off to Worth, goes left side to Moore. Down low to Allen, through his hands and out of bounds. Childress may have had a hand in that. He was nice and tight there on Allen, keeping him close. Lassen will bring the ball up for the Maroons. He's going to bring it up to the right side, go off to Black. Black gets it up top to Childress, swings it around to Scheidler. Scheidler alley-oops to Childress, no good off the rim. Worth gets the rebound, quickly outlets to Moore. Moore getting it up the court quickly, passes to the corner for Havel, pulls up for three, no good. Moore and Scheidler battling for the rebound. Scheidler gets it, outlets up to Black. Black back to Goble. Goble with it now, hands it off to Lassen. Lassen taking a screen from Goble. Double screen there. He's on the right wing, picks up his dribble. Connor McKinney gets on him. Childress has to chase down a pass up near midcourt. Childress on the right wing. Gets it back to Lassen. Lassen hands back off to Childress. Childress from a long three, no good. Moore comes away with the rebound. He's going to bring it back near midcourt. He's going to hold up at the volleyball line, left side to Havel. Havel looking into Worth. Nothing there. Goes right side to Allen. Allen gets a screen from Moore. Allen's going to drive the lane. Runs into traffic. Almost loses control. One travel call, the fans, and McKinney drives the lane, puts up a shot, and is fouled on his way up.
First foul of the game, I believe.
He will go to the line to shoot two. That foul goes against number 50. That is Jeffrey Goble, his first. McKinney at the line to shoot the first two free throws of the game. First one on the way. Got it to go. Gets one more shot at it. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. McKinney at the line to shoot two. Second one is up and off the back of the rim, no good. Black comes away with the basketball. He's bringing it up himself. Nobody there. He's going to pump fake, go right side to Childress. Childress guarded by Moore, down low to Scheidler. Scheidler with it now, tipped away by Allen, but got control. Childress out to Goble, up top Lassen. Back to Childress from the corner. Buries the three. Ties it back up. Five all with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Havel will bring the ball up the floor now. Dribbling left side. Gets it to McKinney. McKinney on the left wing. Down low to Havel. Jump stop off the backboard. No good. Black almost loses it out of bounds but regains control. Bringing it up the court himself. Trying to cross up Havel. Gets a screen from Goble. Goes straight to the basket. Back out to Lassen. Lassen up top to Goble. Goble back to Black. Black dribbling back up top. Pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Worth will chase it down. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Saluki basketball. A couple of turnovers here so far for the Maroons and Salukis. Havel bringing the ball up the floor. Guarded there by Black. Passes off to McKinney. McKinney guarded closely by Scheidler. Gets it off to Moore. Moore looking low to Havel. Havel spins into the lane. Nothing there. Out to Worth for three. Off the rim. No good. Childress gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up court quickly. Stopped at the three-point line by Moore. Dribbling right side. Going to back it back out. Nothing open. Cross-court pass to Lassen from the left wing. Pump fakes. Drives back up. Poked away by Havel. And out of bounds. It will stay Maroon basketball. Score is 5-all with 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Kind of flying by so far.
All right, yeah, there's only been one foul.
Checking into the game for the Maroons is number 12, Dylan Smith, as Goble will take a seat. Black will inbound the ball into the backcourt to Scheidler. Scheidler will bring it up the court, get it across the timeline, right side to Childress. Childress drives baseline, goes up, blocked by Havel, outlets to Moore. Moore up court, off the foot of Allen. Moore gets it back, pulls up from 5 foot, got it to go. 7-5 in favor of the Salukis on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lassen gets it up court quickly, drives the lane, and is fouled. That foul will go against number 14, Connor McKinney, his first, team's first.
It'll be out of bounds. Before he shot the ball.
Lassen will take it out of bounds. Gets trying to get it in. Finally gets it into Black. Poked away by Havel. And it rolls out of bounds here in the backcourt. And it will be Robinson basketball.
Well, they'll have to go the length of the floor for it. So
it's Maroon basketball. They got the full length to go. 3:05 left in the first quarter. Lassen with the inbound. Maroons keeping it a close game, 7-5 in favor of the Salukis. Lassen goes right side, driving the lane, puts up a shot from 3 foot, off the rim, no good. Worth gets the rebound, outlets to Moore quickly up the floor to Allen. Allen going baseline, stop there, outlets to Worth, swings it around. Havel with it now, is going to back it back out up top. Going to set up a new play here, gets it to McKinney over here on the left corner. He's going to bring it back up top, cross court to Moore. Moore at the top of the key now, drives the lane, pulls up from the elbow, in and out, no good. Rebound comes to Allen, put back is good. 2:25 to go, 9-5 the score. Lassen quickly up court there to Scheidler. Scheidler dribbles from the right wing, pulls up for three, no good. And that is Smith gets the rebound. Childress with it on the right wing, he's going to try a three and buries it. 9-8, the score with 2:05 to go.
That's the second three for Childress.
McKinney bringing the ball up the floor, guarded there by Scheidler at half court. Going to go right side, gets it into Worth. Worth hands it back off to McKinney. McKinney from the corner, just inside the three-point line, got the two to fall. Contested there, kind of blocked at first, and then he had enough strength to put it back up in midair. Lassen passes off to Smith. Smith on the right wing, looking low for Scheidler, but goes up top to Black, and Black is fouled. Foul goes against Parker Havel, his first.
Team's second.
Goble will check back in as Scheidler will take a seat. Coach Mac Thompson getting a good amount of rest in for his starters, switching them in and out. Smith got it in the backcourt, gets it across the timeline, picked up by Allen, goes right side, gets it over to Childress. Childress from the corner buries another three, ties it up just like that, 11-all with 1:22 to go here in the first quarter. Havel brings across timeline left side to Moore, pulls up, contested for three on the left wing and buries it. Moore has an answer back for Childress's three-pointer there. Lassen bringing it up court quickly. He's going right side. McKinney giving him a little bit of room. Passes off. Swings it around to Childress for another three and drains it.
That's four for four. Four for five. Hit four in a row.
Just under a minute of play left to go here in the first quarter. Moore brings the ball up quickly. Hands it off to Worth. Worth in the corner. Back up top to McKinney. McKinney passes. Drives the lane. Passes out to Worth. Drives in the lane. Puts up a floater. Nothing but net. 40 seconds left, 16-14 here in the first quarter on the Best Way Express scoreboard.
You said that was Worth?
Worth.
I was up screened by the official right in front of me, so.
Little setting that since we weren't able to tell you in pregame, we're right here on the baseline, Saluki's baseline, right in all the action. Black drives, he's passing it back out to Smith, 20 seconds left on the scoreboard. They're going to run the clock out, get the final shot here in the first quarter. Lassen with it, he's going to make his move with 15 seconds, passes back off to Black. Black with it now. He's calling for Lassen with 10 seconds to go. He looks up at the scoreboard. He makes his move. Drives left side. Passes down low. Back door to Smith and loses control. And it's off of Smith. It will be Saluki basketball with 2.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. McKinney will inbound. Gets it into Drew Moore. Time goes. He dribbles down court, pulls up, and before time expires, no shot on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it 16-14. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card. Get your statements online and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we get set to start the second quarter of action. Saluki start out with the basketball, up 16-14. So far, it's been kind of a fast-paced first quarter, but Saluki is controlling it a little bit. They started off down 3-0, then came back on a drive from Drew Moore as he pulls up from three-pointer. No good off the front of the rim. Drake Allen tracks it down, passes it back in, but Black intercepts it. Passes off to Lassen. Lassen quickly up court, passes it back to Black. He goes into the corner to Smith. Smith back up top to Childress from the volleyball line. Off the rim, no good. McKinney comes away with the rebound after it was poked away. Quickly up court to Moore and thrown out of bounds. It will be Maroon basketball. So two quick turnovers there. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Saluki still up 16-14. Lassen, the point man, still.
That was the third turnover for Red Hill.
Lassen gets it across, gets it over to Smith on the left wing, passes inside to Goble, down low to Childress. Childress goes baseline against Drew Moore, passes back out to Goble, back up top to Smith now. Guarded there by Allen, he dribbles left side to Lassen. Lassen will bring it back, dribbles left side now into the lane, spins into some traffic and will be called for the travel.
Yeah, it looked like you might get tied up there a little bit.
And Coach Thompson wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Coming out of the timeout, Salukis have the basketball out of bounds. 7:06 to go here in the second quarter. Salukis up 16-14.
No scoring yet this quarter. Childress had 12 points in the first quarter for Robinson, all on threes. Moore had 7 for Red Hill.
Moore with it on the right wing. He brings it back up top, passes off to Havel. Havel on the left wing looking inside, nobody there. McKinney brings it back up top, guarded there by Lassen. Right side to Worth. Worth with it now. He's going to take his dribble, loses it. Gets it back, though. Hands it off to Havel. Havel bringing it back inside. He's going to drive in the lane. He's stopped there by Black. Dribbles off his foot. Stolen away by Black. Black, nobody around him. He goes coast to coast, up and in for two. First 2 points of the second quarter scored. Black ties it up 16-all with 6:23 to go. McKinney brings it back across. Pass off to Moore on the left wing. Moore guarded there by Smith. Swing it around there to McKinney, who pulls up for three and buries it. McKinney puts him right back up. Can't stop that boy. Once he hits one three, he hits them all.
He does that. He's been good at that percentage-wise, too.
Lassen all alone, passing into the corner to Goble. Double team. Lassen with it back now. Cross over to Smith, into the corner to Childress. All open. Goble with the up and in. And everybody was focused on Childress. He was wide open in the corner.
Yeah. Well, he drove to the baseline and was able to draw the defense to him and found Goble open into the basket for the easy shot.
Worth on the right wing now. Up top to Allen. Allen passes left side to McKinney. Pulls up for another three off the back of the rim. No good.
Exactly. That one's going to be too strong there when he shot it.
Black gets it up quick to Childress. Childress from the left wing. Brings it back up top. Drives the lane. Backs it back out. Cross court pass to Smith. Smith's going to drive the lane now. Held up there by Moore. Passes off to Goble. Goble looking for a back door. Shut down. Lassen brings it back up top. Cross court pass to Smith. Little three-man weave action going on. Smith pulls up for three off the side of the rim. No good. Goble gets the rebound. Passes back to Smith in the corner. Up top to Black. Black with it now. Puts it on the floor on the left wing. Guarded by Havel. Up top to Lassen. Lassen goes right side to Childress. Dribbles off his knee. Loses it, but Goble picks it up. Smith with it now. Dribbles inside. He's going to pick it up. Lose control. Allen steals it away. Up court to Moore. Moore goes all the way up and in.
Missed it. And they're going to call a
and a foul will be called on Smith. Moore had a wide open shot. Faked out. Black, I believe it was. And just rattled around.
The one for the rebound was Drake Allen. He was called for the push. Dylan Smith was called for the push.
Ball inbounded to Moore. Up and in for two.
Well, they got it there, so.
Lassen will bring it up court. Salukis up 21-18 with 4.5 to go here in the first half. Lassen goes left side to Black. Black will drive right, trying to cross up. Havel goes right to the basket, shut down by Worth. He gets the rebound, outlets there to McKinney. Up court to Moore. Moore right side to Havel, up top to McKinney. Back to Havel, pulls up for three, off the rim, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, last touch by Allen, and it will be Maroon basketball. Good thinking there. Havel was good and set up, faking out the defender there. So McKinney had an open shot, but he didn't feel like he was ready for it, so he passed out to Havel. And it was good thinking. It was a good shot. Never know until it happens. Childress drives right to the lane. No good. Goble gets the saves it from going out of bounds. Havel intercepts it up to Allen. Allen right to the basket, up and in for the finger roll basket. 23-18, 3:50 to go here in the first half. Allen with quick two easy points. Black right side to Smith, wide open. He's going to dribble inside. Euro step up, count it, and one. Looks like that foul is going to go against Nathan Worth, his first, team's third. Checking into the game as Childress takes a seat is number 24, Caleb Trimble. Salukis up 23-20 with Smith at the line to shoot one. Worth will check out of the game as Ray will come in for him. Smith at the line to shoot one for the old-fashioned three-point play with 3:40 to go. Smith's free throw is up and got it to go. Checking back into the game for Goble as he comes out is Scheidler. Scheidler making another appearance. Moore gets it into Ray at half court. Gets it across the timeline. Tried to go to Havel, but stolen away by Black and goes out of bounds off of Ray. So it would be maroon basketball. Scheidler with the inbound. Gets it across the timeline. Saluki still in man-to-man. Trimble with it. Passes it into the corner to Lassen. Lassen back up top. Passes off to Smith. Smith trying to cross up Ray. Goes right to the basket. Up and rattles around. No good. Smith gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Moore trying to draw the charge there. Nobody saw it. Moore brings it quickly up court. Hands it off to Havel. Havel drives the lane out to McKinney from the left wing. No good. Moore gets the rebound, though. Gets it down low to Allen. Baseline goes up strong, up and in for two. 25-23 the score now with just under 3 minutes to go. Scheidler with it on the right wing. Back up top to Lassen. Lassen with it now, bringing it back up. Resetting the offense. Passes off to Smith. Smith guarded there by Ray. He crosses him up, drives right into the basket. Swings around Havel, and no good on the shot, but jump ball called, and it will stay maroon basketball. And checking into the game is Childress coming back in as...
It's Saluki basketball, but it's Robinson basketball. There was pointing Robinson, so...
And Black will come out. Should be Robinson basketball.
Yeah, it is. Now. I think it is, yeah.
So Smith will inbound it to Trimble, up top to Lassen. Lassen back into the corner to Smith. Looked like he was supposed to go for the shot there, but Moore stuck right to him. Lassen dribbles left side, guarded by McKinney. Trimble on the intended pass, but Smith saves it from going out of bounds as Smith tried to go down low to Childress and stolen away, but out of bounds off the Salukis.
I think he was caught. That pass was too long. I think it was Carter McKinney, but he got it when he's out of bounds.
Lassen inbounded it to Childress. Back to Lassen. Pulls up for three off the back of the rim. No good. Allen comes away with the rebound. Quickly up court to McKinney. Jump stops. Down low. Back to Allen. And Allen will be called for travel. And quick turnover by the Salukis.
They're sixth of the game.
Salukis up 25-23 on the Bestway Express scoreboard with 2:10 to go here in the first half. Lassen brings the ball up the court. Picked up by McKinney at half court. Dribbles left side. Trying to work it right, though. Passes left to Smith. Smith brings it back up top. Hands it off to Scheidler. A little three-man weave action. Scheidler goes inside to Lassen. Spin moves off him. Picked away by McKinney. Allen going from coast to coast. And Childress will be called for the foul. As Allen was going up, I thought they were going to call goaltending there for a second. But they're going to call a foul on Childress, his first team's second. So Allen at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. Slookie's up 25-23 with 1:47 to go here in the first half.
Red Hill is now 1 of 3 for the free throw line.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Brawl Federal Credit Union. And Allen missed them both. Lassen brings the ball up court. Rebound was got by Childress. Childress driving right. Holt picks it up. Passes off to Smith. Smith back up top to Trimble. Trimble swings it to Scheidler. Scheidler goes down low to Childress. Childress is called for the charge.
That'll be his second foul.
So two quick ones on Childress. And Black will check into the game for Childress. Havel saw the opportunity. He knew he was going to go right to the basket and took the fall. Taking Childress out of the game early. 1.5 to go here in the first half. 25-23 in favor of the Salukis. McKinney brings it across the timeline. Passes the right side to Moore. Moore trying to get it to Allen, but shut down. Pulls up from the elbow and makes it rain. 27-23 now.
Now they get him to say make it snow.
That's true.
Yeah.
Lassen gets it up court quickly. Shut down left side. Goes right side to Smith. Smith brings it back up top. Double team now. Gets it over the left side. Stolen away there by Allen. Allen up court to Moore. Moore goes right to the basket. Finger roll. No good.
And Allen's called a foul on the back.
Allen was going up for the rebound, and Black was right there in front of him. So he is called for over the back. His first foul.
Fourth team foul.
Lassen inbounds to Black. Lassen will bring the ball at the floor, though, with just under a minute to play. 27-23 in favor of the Salukis. Passes out to Scheidler. Scheidler back out to Black, trying to run it down a little bit. Black drives right to the lane. Blocked, but Allen will be called for the second foul. Team's fifth, and Black will go to the line. 41 seconds to go here in the first half. 27-23, and Black at the line for the Maroons.
Black has four. One of the second free throw that Robbins attempted.
First one on the way, got it to fall. As Nathan Worth will come in for Drake Allen. Also checking in for the Maroons, number 50, Jeffrey Goble, as Scheidler takes a seat. So Black has one more shot at the line with 41 seconds to go, looking to make it 27-25. Second one is up, got it to fall. Two for two at the line that time, 27-25. McKinney gets it in to Moore, hands it back to him.
Let's see if the Salukis will hold for the last shot here. They got 35 seconds.
McKinney goes left side to Moore. Moore looking inside, gets a screen from Worth. Worth rolls, Moore backs it back out. Moore dribbling out, gets it off to Ray on the right side. Ray back up top to McKinney, backs it out near the timeline.
20 seconds, now you probably want to. Now you've run it down this far.
Pass it off to Havel. Havel was getting time called on him. Moore gets the basketball back, brings it back out near the volleyball line. 10 seconds to go, Moore looks up. He's taking his time. He makes his move with five now. Goes right side, dribbles left. He backs it back out. Gets to McKinney. Pulls up for three. Buries it as time expires. Buzzer beater. Connor McKinney makes it 30-25 on the Best Way Express scoreboard going into the half. We'll be right back here in 2 minutes with halftime stats right here. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction? A real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies. This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It.
Support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
We're here at halftime of the LIC tournament game between the Red Hill Salukis and the Robinson Maroons. Salukis going to the locker room up 30-25 here at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Well, so far, Rob, it's been kind of an eventful first half. The Salukis have kind of taken control after the very start of the game. They were down 3-0 after a three-pointer there by, I believe, Lassen or Childress,
well,
I think it was.
Well, I think they only gave him a two because it was Chance Black, I believe it was. And I think they only gave him a two because I had written down three. But look at the scoreboard. He said, well, Red Hill being up 5-3, it was 5-2. So right now they lead 30-25. The Salukis, that's the only time they really trailed. They went up 4-2. It was tied at 5, tied at 11. Red Hill led 16-14 at the end of the first quarter. They've had a five-point lead at 23-18. And then Connor McKinney's three there at the buzzer, ending the half, put the Salukis back up by 5 again, 30-25. Red Hill, 13 of 23 from the field. Robinson, 9 of 25. From the free throw line, Red Hill's 1 of 4, and the Maroons are 3 of 3. Red Hill has out-rebounded Robinson 12 to 10, committed 6 turnovers to 7 turnovers for the Maroons. Leading the scoring, Red Hill has Connor McKinney and Drew Moore, each with 11 points. 6 for Drake Allen and 2 for Nathan Worth. The only player in semi-foul trouble would be Drake Allen, has 2. Only 5 fouls whistled against the Salukis. 5 fouls against Robinson, 2 for Braden Childress, who had 12 points in the first quarter, all on threes. Did not score in the second quarter. Dylan Smith has 5. Jeffrey Goble has 2. And Chance Black has 6. So the Salukis leading here at the halftime, 30-25. If they win, the Salukis will be back on, let's see, this is the 20 on the 22nd, on Tuesday the 22nd at 6 o'clock. They would play Casey. If they lose, they would come back on Wednesday the 23rd at 7:30 against Flora. That's the way it would look right now. It's the way it's starting out right now. And then, of course, the last two games of this today, Olney and Newton and Marshall and Lawrenceville have been postponed from today and will be played Monday night. And also a consolation game will be played Monday night. I think it's a 5 o'clock game or something, 4:30, 5 o'clock game, something like that on Monday. I think that will be, well, I don't know how they're going to do that because it should be the loser of game, it would be Paris against the loser of game 5. And game 5 won't be played until Monday night, so maybe they're going with that on Tuesday.
And Salukis come back out of the locker room. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break and be right back with more. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Well, Rob, both teams are back out. Let's kind of looking forward into the second half. Saluki's got a steady lead so far, 30-25 here at halftime. But, I mean, anything could happen in the second half. Yep. Childress will be back in, no doubt. He hit at least four threes there.
In the first quarter.
And
he's four of six, but he hit four. He missed one, then hit four in a row. And missed one in the second quarter.
And Salukis have just been driving the lane, no doubt about it. They've got they're playing their game is what they're doing. They're playing Saluki basketball. They do nothing but drive the lane and make the Maroons kind of close down on them. Yep. And they're passing out all around, getting good ball movement, kicking it out to McKinney. He's hit a couple threes, and Havel.
He's got two threes. Like those are the only threes that Red Hill has. Parker has not scored yet.
But Howell getting some good ball movement, getting some good assists, getting up there. Saluki's controlling the boards on their end of the basket and getting a couple rebounds there on offense. But they really don't need to change anything up. They're playing their game and controlling it and just running as much clock as they can.
They have the ball. Red Hill will have the ball to start the second half, so maybe they can – get this 5-point lead up to 7 or 8, you know, and kind of try to put some distance between themselves and the Maroons. So we'll see here as they get ready to start the second half. Red Hill does have his first half or his possession to start the third quarter.
Saluki's up 30-25, and the halftime show was brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza as we are just seconds away from third quarter of action. Salukis will have their starting lineup. It looks like starters for both teams are back out on
looks
the floor
like it, yeah.
to start the third quarter here. McKinney gets it into the backcourt to Havel, and away we go. Havel will be picked up at half court by Black, dribbles left side, hands it off to Moore. Moore driving right, guarded by Lassen. Little three-man weave action, hands it off to McKinney. McKinney bringing it back up, goes all the way, hands it off to Havel. Maroons in a man-to-man defense. Moore pulls up from the top of the key, off front of the rim, no good. Goble comes away with the rebound, outlets to Lassen. Lassen brings the ball up court to the right side, hands it off to Childress. Childress charging in, passing in the corner to Scheidler. Scheidler drives inside the lane, down low to Goble. Baseline, reverse layup, no good. Scheidler came stretching in for the rebound, kicked away. Havel comes away with it, gets it to Worth. Up court to McKinney from Moore. McKinney will go all the way up and in off the backboard. Nice fast break there. All started there by Havel with the steal.
With the hustle on that rebound, loose ball. Going to get out so they can run the ball.
Lassen hands off to Childress, driving right side all the way baseline, cross into the corner, Scheidler. Back up top, swings it to Lassen, back into Childress. Childress drives lane, and Havel will be called for the holding foul. That'll be Havel's second foul, first team of the half. So the ball will be out of bounds to the Maroons underneath their own basket. Lassen will inbound it, trying to get it in, gets it into Black. Black will pull up from the right wing, no good. Goble gets the rebound, gets it back out to Scheidler. Scheidler back up top to Childress. Childress with the basketball now, making a move on Moore, drives left side, goes all the way to the basket, up, no good. And Worth will be called for the foul. That is Worth's second foul of the game. Team second. That goes against. Nathan Worth.
His second foul. And showed to the line shooting two, and he got the first one to go.
32-26 with 6:38 to go here in the third quarter. Childress unable to miss a shot so far here. It seems like he's made four threes, and second free throws up and made it as well. 32-27, still 5-point difference. McKinney brings the ball, picked up by Scheidler at half court, dribbles left side, gets it inside to Allen. Allen driving baseline, spins into the lane, puts it up with contested,
yeah,
and makes it. Goble with his hands all over the ball, and Allen had enough strength to put it up and in. Lassen drives the lane, shut down, gets it to Black, drives baseline. Before going out of bounds, passes out to Scheidler. Scheidler missed the three-point shot. Worth with the rebound, outlets to Moore. Moore gets the ball up court quickly, driving right to the basket, puts it off, no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Black, who gets the rebound. Brings it up court quickly, drives right side, passes back to Childress. Step back, wanted the three.
Yeah, but the pass was a little bit weak, so he had to wait till the ball got there. And he, by that time, Havel was able to cover him.
Passes off to Lassen. Lassen drives right side and called for the double dribble as McKinney was keeping good pressure on him. As Scheidler checks out, checking in is number 12, Dylan Smith. Smith making another appearance. Saluki's lead by 7 with 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Havel passes left side to McKinney. McKinney tried to go over the top of Lassen, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball.
It was tipped there by Lassen.
Connor McKinney will take the ball out of bounds for the Salukis. Gets it into Havel. Havel gets it up top to Moore. Pulls up for 3. Off the front of the rim. No good. Doble stretches for the rebound. Outlets to Lassen. Lassen with the basketball. He drives, puts back to Childress. Childress for 3. In and out. No good. Doble gets the rebound. In the corner. Cross-court pass to Smith. Smith on the left wing. Driving inside. Goes into the corner to Black. Black. He's going to try his hand, drives into the lane, puts a shot, no good. Worth gets the rebound, outlets to Moore. Moore up court to Allen. Allen running and stretching for the two-pointer. 36-27. Saluki's lead. Biggest lead of the night by 9. Smith in the corner, pump fakes. Going to bring it back up top. He drives inside the lane, outlets there to Lassen into the corner to Black. Or Childress. Childress coming all the way into the lane. No good on the shot. Worth with the rebound. Outlets Moore up to Allen. Almost lost it there. Allen gets control back. Gets it up top to Havel. Havel drives the lane. Outlet to McKinney. Pump fake. Steps inside. Pulls up. Off the rim. No good. Moore stretches up for the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Drives the lane. Puts up an 8-foot floater. No good. Black with the rebound this time with 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Saluki's up still. 36-27. Black gets it across timeline, passes off to Lassen. Lassen brings it back out, goes right side to Smith. Smith, alley-oop to Childress on the back door, got it to fall. Childress fooled his defender there.
Yeah, got a screen back, got the back door alley-oop.
Allen with it on the left wing, alley-oop to Havel now. No good, though. Worth smacks it out. Good thinking, but Havel just put too much on him and was unable to finish. Checking into the game as Worth takes a seat. Cameron Ray also coming in. Trimble as Childress takes a seat. And Scheidler coming in for Goble. So we got Trimble, Smith, Black, Lassen, and Scheidler for the Maroons. Lassen brings it across timeline, goes left side to Smith. Smith bringing back inside the lane. Jumper from the free throw line. No good. McKinney stretches up for the rebound. Pulls it down. He brings it across the timeline quickly, slowing it up. Goes right side to Moore. Moore cross-court pass that. Ray. Ray over to McKinney. McKinney left side up top to Havel. Havel with the basketball now. Guarded by Black. Goes right side to Ray. Ray on the right wing. Dribbles up top to McKinney. Over to Moore for 3. Buries it. Puts him up by 10, 39-29 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Lassen guarded there by McKinney. Goes right side to Trimble. Trimble in the right corner. Tried to go inside to Black. Stolen away, though, by McKinney. McKinney getting it up court. Picked up by Black at half court. Left side to Havel. Wide open. Goes into the corner to Moore for 3. Just short off the side of the rim. Moore gets his own rebound. Back up inside for the easy two-pointer. And Thompson wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. It's a full timeout. Saluki's lead at 41-29. Back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents warning signs of malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Faris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and steps to take.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Where Salukis are taking on the Robinson Maroons here in the LIC tournament. Salukis currently lead at 41-29 with 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. Childress back in the game, inbounds it to Lassen. Coming out of that timeout, Moore scored just before that, putting him up 41-29.
Yeah, he missed a three, but Pollard got the back end inside. That's Smith, what forced the timeout.
Smith back door to Black, reverse layup, no good. Moore gets the rebound, quickly up court, pulls up at the volleyball line, goes right to the basket, cross court to McKinney, pulls up for three and drains it. Saluki's pulling away with a steady lead, 44-29. Lassen hands off to Childress. Childress goes right into the corner, hands off to Scheidler. Up top to Black, over to swing it around to Smith. Smith tried to pass up to Childress, and Moore was trying to steal it away and will be called for the foul.
It was his first.
Moore's first foul. Team's third, I believe, here in the second half.
I think so.
So Black will take it out of bounds near midcourt for the Maroons. Gets it in the backcourt to Lassen. Lassen will bring it across. Picks up his dribble at the top of the key. Goes right side. Back up top to Childress. Childress dribbling inside the lane. Back out to Lassen. Pump fakes. Goes up top to Smith. Smith looking inside. Crosses up Ray. Drives the lane. Spins into it. Goes right to the basket. Count it. And one.
That was on Havel. I think that may be the third foul on Havel. I'm not sure.
Havel will be called for his third as Smith will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Havel will check out as Worth checks in. 44-31, 13-point lead. Smith looking to make that a 12-point lead. Goble checks back in as Scheidler takes a seat. So Smith at the line, shooting one. Free throws up, got it to go. 44-32 with just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Moore will bring the ball up the floor this time. Picked up by Smith at half court. Dribbles left side, gets to McKinney. McKinney cross court pass to Worth. Worth looking inside, bringing it back up top. Gets it to McKinney, pulls up from the left wing, got it to go. Back-to-back threes for Connor McKinney. 1.5 to go here in the third quarter. Lassen brings it up. Going left side, passes off to Smith. Pump fakes, drives right, goes in the lane, passes back out to Childress. Childress with it now, brings it, drives left lane, goes right to the basket, blocked by Nathan Worth on his way up. Moore comes away with it, drives right up, goes up court, pulls up from eight, bounces around and tapped away by Childress. Moore comes away with it, back up top to McKinney. 1:05 to go, Moore with it, back on the right side. Moore's going to bring it back out. Havel telling him just under a minute to play. Let's run a little clock here. 47-32 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Moore dribbling out near midcourt. Hands it off to McKinney. Double team there by Lassen and Smith. McKinney bringing it back. Goes across court. Dribbling inside. Tipped away there. And Smith will be called for the foul. Saluki's trying to waste some clock there.
Yeah.
Smith will be called for his second foul. Team's first foul of the half. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Saluki's up 47-32. Looking to get the final shot here as Allen gets it to McKinney in the backcourt. Lassen putting on pressure. McKinney gets it across the timeline. Passes off to Moore on the right side. Moore out near the volleyball line. Dribbles inside. Brings it right back out. Passes over to Worth. Worth guarded by Goble. Back to Moore. Holding it there. Getting contested now. 22 seconds to go. Hands it off to McKinney. McKinney passes off to Worth, hands it back to McKinney, back over to Moore, almost lost it there though. 13 seconds to go, Moore dribbles right side, looking to make his move here with 8 seconds to go. Moore puts it on the floor, drives to the basket. Three, pulls up from three-pointer, no good. Worth gets it, tapped away, and as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Saluki's lead at 47-32. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad.
Fourth and final quarter of action getting ready to start here at the LIC tournament game between the Red Hill Salukis and Robinson Maroons. Salukis lead it 47-32 going into the fourth quarter. Maroons will start out the fourth quarter with the basketball, though. Black will inbound it. Looks like all starters are, nope, still the same group from the third quarter.
Yeah, Cameron Ray still in for Havel, who has three fouls.
Black pulls up for three, no good, off the back of the rim. Allen comes away with the rebound as it careened all the way out to three-point land, goes up and in, coast-to-coast for the two buckets. First 2 points of the fourth quarter, Allen gets up on the board. Lassen dribbles right side, hands it off to Black. Black goes back to Lassen on the right wing, hands off to Childress, comes flying in, stalled up, back out to Lassen, pulls up three, in and out, no good. Moore with the rebound up court to Ray. Ray trying to go coast to coast, goes up and in, count it, and one. Ray gets the fast break away on him, and Lassen will be called for his first foul. Ray with his first 2 points of the game, looking to make it three at the old-fashioned three-point play, up 51-32. Looking to make it a 20-point lead here. Ray, free throw on the way. Off the back of the rim, too hard, no good. Rebound tipping away. Allen chasing for it, gets it, and timeout called by Havel. Quickly, it will be their ball.
Could have been their ball anyway, but then sometimes you forget where that is.
So it'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Salukis have the basketball underneath their own basket. McKinney gets it into Moore just inside the three-point line. No good. Stretches for the rebound. Pulls it down. Put back. No good, but fouled on his way up. Foul will go against number 12. That is Dylan Smith. That is his third foul.
Rebounding Robinson, 23-16.
Goes against Goble, his second foul. Number 50, Jeffrey Goble, his second. Allen at the line to shoot two more. Off the side of the rim, no good. 0-3 at the line. Checking in the game for the first time as Goble takes a seat is number 44, Eli Parker. And Havel getting set to check in. Looks like for Allen. Allen's free throw on the way. Got it to fall.
20-point lead.
So Havel will come in for Allen as he takes a seat. Sluke is up 52-32. With 7:15 to go, just 45 seconds into the fourth quarter. Lassen brings the ball across the timeline, dribbles left side, hands off to Smith. Smith dribbling right, crosses up Ray, step back, pulls up from two range, no good. Black with the rebound, put back, no good. Put back again by Black, is good this time. Havel gets the inbound, he will slowly bring it up. Contested by Childress the whole way. Passes right side to Moore. Moore guarded by Smith, goes up top to McKinney, swings it to Ray. Ray's going to bring it back up top, cross to Moore. Moore driving inside the lane. Back to Havel out near the midcourt. Goes left side to Ray. Ray almost lost it. Stolen away, though, by Smith on the pass from Ray to Moore. Smith going all the way. Finger roll up and in off the backboard. Havel, full court press now put on by the Maroons. Havel, double team, stolen away by Black. Holds up, puts it up and in. 52-38, score now, 6:15 to go. Moore back to McKinney. McKinney breaks it, gets it up court to Havel. Howell's going to drive the lane down low to Worth. Worth up and easy, got the two-pointer. So Childress gets the inbound. He'll be the point man this time up the floor. Brings it across the timeline. Picks it up on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Smith. Smith passes back to Childress. Childress drives the lane, pulls up from the elbow. In and out, no good. Black with the rebound and put back. 54-40. Slukie's now up by 14. And Childress will be called for the foul. It'll be Saluki basketball out of bounds as Childress is now called for his third foul, I believe. Childress' third, team's fourth foul. McKinney gets the ball inbounds to Moore. Moore double team now. And another foul to Childress, I believe, again.
Ooh, Childress for Black.
So Childress with his fourth foul now. That is Childress's fourth foul. He will check out of the game as Caleb Trimble will check in. McKinney will inbound to Moore. Moore splits two defenders, gets it up, court across the timeline, down low to Ray. Ray right to the basket and fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two more. 54-40, Slukie's lead with 5:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. Just a heads up to all you listeners, we may not have a post-game show due to weather conditions after the game, as Ray missed his first free throw off the front of the rim.
Ray's 0 for 2 at the line.
I believe he hit his first one, didn't he?
He missed
No, he missed it.
He got that one, though.
Made that one, so he's now 1 for 3. He did miss that first free throw after the two-pointer.
Drake Allen coming in for Ray.
55-40, the score. 5:33 to go. Smith will bring the basketball up this time for the Maroons. Brings it up left side, passes off to Black. Pulls up from three, off the rim and over the backboard, no good. It will be out of bounds for the Salukis. Maroons keeping the full court press on. McKinney will inbound the ball, gets it into Moore, double team. Up court to Havel. Havel breaks it, gets it to Allen. Allen down floor, trying to get it up to the basket, puts it off the backboard, no good. Ball tipped away. And out of bounds, off of Allen, it will be Maroon basketball.
I think Gray kind of forced that one up there. He was close to the basket, but.
Black bringing it up quickly to Smith on the left wing. Smith now bringing it back up top. Lassen with it on the left wing, back and forth. Up top to Trimble. Trimble bringing it inside to Lassen. Lassen trying to drive the lane, shut down by McKinney. Bringing it back out, flashing Black, no good on the shot. And jump ball on the rebound, and it will be Saluki basketball as Allen and Parker were tied up there. Yeah. Full court press put on by the Maroons. McKinney gets it into Moore. Moore up court to Worth. Worth to Allen. Allen goes baseline, puts it up no good. Worth with the rebound and put back, got it to fall. 17-point lead, 57-40, 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lassen brings it up. Drives right side to Smith. Smith guarded by Moore now. Driving right. Puts up a floater. Blocked by Worth. Parker gets the rebound. Outlet to Lassen. Lassen dribbling out near the right wing. Looking for a flasher. Black comes back up top. Guarded by Havel. Drives the lane. Loses control. And a foul will be called. Foul will go against, I believe, Nathan Worth. Or Parker Havel. He picks up his fourth foul. So Havel playing as Childress checks in for Parker. So Havel and Childress both playing with four fouls. Trimble gets the inbound, pulls up from the corner, buries the three for his first points of the game. Or they're calling it a two. Two ball there, so 57-42. Moore breaks the full court press, down low to Allen. Allen goes up strong, got it to fall. Childress gets it into Lassen, fast-paced fourth quarter so far. 4 minutes to go. Lassen drives right to the lane. Jump stop. Puts it up no good. McKinney with the rebound. He's going to slow it up a little bit. Passes out to Moore. Moore walking it up the court now, gets it across the timeline, drives right to the basket, puts it up, finger roll no good off the front of the rim as Black gets the rebound. Quickly, of course, Childress. Childress goes right to the basket and in. Right into the full court press, the Maroons go. Moore gets the inbound. Up to Allen, cross court. Allen to Worth. Worth goes up strong to the basket, puts it up, rattles around the rim and in. 61-44 in favor of the Salukis on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Childress pulls up for three off the side of the rim, no good as it careens out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball. 3:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Maroons not letting up on that full court press. Moore gets the inbound, gets it up to Allen across court. Almost thrown away by Lassen, though, as it goes out of bounds. It will stay Saluki basketball, but this time at half court.
3:11 to go on a 17-point lead.
Allen will inbound the ball this time in front of their own bench. Gets it into Havel in the backcourt. Havel guarded by Lassen. Gets it across the timeline now. Picked up double team almost. And Lassen will be called for the foul. That is his second foul. And Havel will go to the line to shoot bonus, as that is the Maroon's seventh team foul. So Havel, I believe his first time at the free throw line tonight.
Yeah.
He'll shoot 1-1. Got to hit the first, earn the second. Havel's first one on the way. Got it to go. He gets it.
That's his first point.
Saluki's being led in points by Connor McKinney with 19. Havel at the free throw. Second one is good. 3:04 to go. 63-44 in favor of the Salukis. Quickly up court to Black. Black, he's going to pull up from the right wing. No good. Worth flies in for the rebound. Outlets to McKinney. McKinney is guarded by Lassen the whole way up the floor. Gets across the timeline. Havel over on the left side, up top to Moore. Back over to McKinney. They're looking to run a little bit of clock here. 2:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Havel has it in the corner. Back up top. McKinney dribbles all the way across the court to the right side. Hands it off to Moore. Three-man weave action going. Moore over to Havel. Havel back to Moore on the left side. Moore dribbles, cross-court pass to McKinney. McKinney bringing it back out near midcourt, dribbles off his foot. Smith picks it up, goes right to the basket, and Moore will be called for the foul. That is Drew Moore's second foul. So it will be Maroon basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Saluki's up 63-44 with 2:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Black will take it out of bounds for the Maroons. So the Maroons finally get it going. Black gets it into Childress. Childress backs it back out. Looks at the three ball. Pulls up. Black drains the three from over the top of Childress. McKinney gets the inbound. Dribbling. Trying to break this full court press. Gets it to Moore. He gets it across the timeline. Crosses up a couple of defenders. Passes out to Havel. McKinney ends back up with it with 2 minutes to go. Moore with the basketball. Guarded by Black. Hands off to Havel. Havel getting double-teamed there, needing some help. Gets it off to Allen. Allen over to McKinney on the left wing. McKinney gets it up top to Havel. Havel cross-court to Drew. Drew on the right wing. Cross-court to McKinney. They're content with running clock here. Havel passing it around. Moore. Moore back up top to Havel. Havel just standing out there near midcourt. Gets double-teamed. McKinney inside to Allen. Into the corner to Worth. Worth back to Allen. Inside. Back to McKinney, 1:25 to go, and a foul called on Black, so McKinney will go to the line to shoot bonus now. 1:24 left in the fourth quarter, 63-47.
Yeah, McKinney has 19. Moore 16, let's see. I think Allen's got 15.
McKinney at the line, looking to extend the lead, shooting 1-1 here. His first time at the free throw line. First one is up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Worth stretches up, gets the rebound, and a jump ball called. It will be Robinson basketball. Again, after the game, we may have a post-game show. It'll be a short one. We will not hear from Coach Brian Havel as we will be hurrying to get out of here to beat the weather. Lassen passes off to Black and buries the three. 63-50 the score with 1:05 to go. Ball inbounded to Moore. Moore gets it up court. Stolen away by Childress, though. Steps in front of the pass. Goes baseline back up top to Black. Black pulls up. No good, but fouled on the shot. Black will go to the line to shoot three as he is fouled by Drew Moore, who picks up his third foul with just under a minute to go, 59 seconds left on the clock. Slookie's up by 13, 63 to 50. Black looking to make it a 10-point difference. As Coach Havel calls a timeout, we'll take one too. Timeout brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Slookie Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents warning signs of malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and future steps to take. Don't miss Lawrence County Memorial Hospital's warning signs of malignancy with Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Just before the timeout, Drew Moore was called for a foul as Chance Black was pulling up for three. So Black is at the line now to shoot 3 points to make it a 10-point differential. Saluki's up 63 to 50 with 59 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Black takes his time. First one on the way. Got it to go. Black gets two more, so one of one so far. I believe it is his first time at the line tonight.
It is.
Black's second one on the way. Got it, too. Two of two so far. Checking into the game as Childress takes a seat. It's number 44, Eli Parker.
We have 20 points for Black.
And most of those here in the fourth quarter.
14 of them so far.
Black's third one, got it to go. So 3 of 3, 10-point difference, 63-53. Havel gets the inbound, gets it back to McKinney. McKinney looking to break the full court press, back to Havel. Havel back to McKinney, needs to break it, gets it up court to Allen. Allen gets the gets the pass.
We're going to call it.
And Smith is called for the foul. They were trying to intentionally do it.
He was trying to foul him, but Fisher didn't call it at the beginning.
And Smith is trying to talk it over, but he is – he's going to be called for this foul. That is his third as Childress checks back in for Parker. Look for that to be happening the rest of the game with 47 seconds to go. Moore at the line to shoot bonus.
It'll still be a 1-1. That must be the ninth foul.
So Moore at the line shooting 1-1. First one, got it to fall. He gets a second. 11-point difference now. 47 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, and Rutgers Candy. As Drew Moore makes the second one, makes it a 12-point lead. Lassen getting up court quickly. Pass off to Smith, over to Childress. Childress step back for three. No good. Rebound comes away to Black. Black goes up strong with the putback. And Coach Mac Thompson wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Salukis are up 65 to 55. They start out with the basketball with 36 seconds left to go as the Maroons scored just before that timeout. McKinney gets the ball in two more and quickly fouled by Lassen. So Moore will take the long trip down to shoot two, as that will be now the team's 10th foul, third foul on Lassen. So Moore will shoot two this time down. He just got done shooting bonus, 1-1, just a few moments ago. So he will be shooting two more at the line. Moore has hit all of his free throws, I believe.
Yeah, he's two for two. There hadn't been a lot of free throws until this fourth quarter.
Moore's first one up and made that one. Checking back into the game as Parker and Scheidler take a seat is Childress and Smith. So Moore still at the line with 35 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Up 66-55, looking to make a 12-point lead again. Second free throw is up and good. Childress gets it in to Lassen. Lassen picks it up, gets it across the timeline over to Black. Black pulls up for three. Fourth shot, no good. And Trimble comes away with the ball. Outlets to Smith. Smith gets it back up top. Childress comes away with it. Pulls up from the volleyball line. No good. Rebound comes away to... on the floor. Lassen picks it up after all that commotion. Smith, cross-court pass. Pulls up from the left wing. No good. And Black got the rebound. No good. Blocked away. Comes to Moore with 4 seconds to go. McKinney gets it across the timeline as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis win it 67-55. And we'll be back in about a minute with some quick post-game stats and player of the game. You're listening to Red Hills Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
And Salukis win it here tonight as they topple the Robinson Maroons. So they advance on to Tuesday, I believe it was. They will play
Casey, I believe it is.
Casey at 6 o'clock. So it'll be Casey and Red Hill matching up again. And we'll go ahead and take a quick look at post-game stats and choose a player of the game. And that'll just about do it for us as we have a long trip ahead of us due to road conditions. So, Rob, I'll go ahead and let you do a quick summary of the game stats.
Well, Rucker got 29 rebounds, Robinson 19, 9 turnovers apiece. 3 players in double figures for Red Hill, Drew Moore at 20, Connor McKinney 19, and Rick Allen 15, Chase Black 23, and Braden Childress 18 for Robinson. Red Hill led 16-14 in the first quarter. It was 30-25 at the half. They outscored the Maroons 17-7 in the third quarter, lead by 15. And then they won it by 12, 67-55 to improve to 15-7 and move to the semifinals Tuesday night at 6.
And we kind of were talking it over there during that break. And the Bill Dobson Ford, Ford Tough Player of the Game. We're going to go with Connor McKinney tonight as he was doing an excellent job with pulling up from three, getting some good points.
Yep.
Getting some good needed points for the Salukis, getting that nice cushion there in the second half that they needed.
He had 3 threes, 2 of them there in the third quarter. He had 5 points the first quarter, 6 the second, and 8 in the third. And that was they pulled away to that bigger lead.
And that'll just about do it for us as we're going to get wrapped up and get on the road as we got a good drive ahead of us. Coach Havel, I'm sure he'll understand too, as they've got a long trip in the bus back. So that'll just about do it as the Salukis win it 67-55. We'll see you all Tuesday at around 6 o'clock as they take on the Casey Westfield Warriors. For Bill Schrode back at the studio keeping us on air, Rob McKinley. It's always a pleasure. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long, or stay classy, Bridgeport.
That's all.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can cover.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Bestway Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Bestway Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Bestway Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents Warning Signs of Malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and future steps to take. Don't miss Lawrence County Memorial Hospital's Warning Signs of Malignancy with Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Bestway Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.